In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A special case is about shamans, who consider themselves white magicians or good witches, only to do good and cure diseases. There have been shamans in all times and on all continents. In places in the jungle, they use ayahuasca, which is a hallucinogen, to alter the patient's state of consciousness and thus try to cure him. Elsewhere, they use other chemical hallucinogens or just some kind of liquor. In some towns, especially in Africa, they continue to use ritual dance until they reach a trance in order to communicate with the spirits. Shamanism is a kind of spiritism. They try to heal by means of supposedly good spirits, but no one can guarantee that they are, and in fact, any kind of spiritism is bad. In addition, we must be very clear that there is no kind of white magic. Some make white magic and black magic opponents, using the right hand and the left hand. The former would be innocent, founded on natural laws, with ritual and malefic practices or black magic being reserved for witchcraft. As if there were a magic for good and another for evil, healing magic of shamans on the one hand and sorcery of curses on the other. Shamans sometimes work on the left-hand side, and sorcerers are happy to cast hexes if the price is paid. All magic or witchcraft, in a more or less confused way, is directed at hidden forces with various rites, formulas, implorations, and spells. When do they use natural forces or do white magic? When does Satan do black magic? All magic is bad. You have to reject all kinds of magic, whatever it may be, and likewise, any kind of spiritism or going to the spirits, even if it is to ask for good things. Some magicians or shamans, to give confidence to their clients, have images of saints in their offices, and even pray in Our Father, but by invoking the spirits, they are doing something that goes against God's will, and therefore they are offending Him. Everything is about pretending or to show off to attract the unwary, those who are going to get money, and sometimes make them dependent through amulets or other objects that are given to them, which in the best of cases would be superstitious things forbidden by God. A well-known exorcist Monsignor says, "Once I had in my hands a business card from a healer. In one part, there was the image of the Holy Trinity with the text, Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In the other part, the hands that heal, destruction of hexes, and prediction of the future. Below this, there were written down phone numbers, three in one city, and another three in another, in addition to the cell phone. The person who gave me the card told me that he had come to visit her, and that his services were very expensive." In conclusion, when we have problems, we should ask God for help instead of going to magicians, witches, or shamans. The further we are from them, the better, to prevent exposing ourselves to them. As Teresa of Avila, also known as St. Teresa of Jesus, said, "With God I lack nothing, only God is enough." And St. Paul the Apostle tells us, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Romans chapter 8, verse 31. The Bishop Andrea said, "One day a 13-year-old boy named Pasqualino was brought to me, carried with difficulty by two robust men in a chair and accompanied by his mother. The boy could not walk alone, despite the fact that the doctors had found nothing wrong with him. The ordeal of the family had begun several years before, since Pasqualino was in the womb of his mother. His mother told me that when he was still very young, his belly was so swollen and hard that it looked like stone. Doctors operated on him and found nothing wrong. Everything was normal. It was a case of a curse that was done to his mother when the child was still in her womb. So when I began to pray for the boy, his mother also began to suffer inexplicable pain. So I was praying for him every week for some time. After several prayer sessions, it seemed that there was no progress in his healing. Until one day, when I was in Sicily, invited to preach at the sanctuary of Our Lady of Consolation of Paterno in Catania, Italy. Before taking the plane at the Catania airport to return to my home in Isernia, I wanted to visit the Rocía de Belpaso, a Marian place where the Virgin Mary is believed to have appeared. I didn't have much time, and I started to do an intense prayer. I spoke to our mother, the Virgin Mary, about Pasqualino. My prayer was full of hope. The next day, after having rested all night at my house, the phone rang, and they told me with joy that Pasqualino was walking and that he was free from the power of the devil. A few days later, Pasqualino came with his relatives to visit me so that he could personally verify the miracle performed after the fervent prayer that I had made before the Rocía de Belpaso. It was an incredible joy and an extraordinary miracle for everyone. The power of intercession of the Virgin Mary is very powerful against the power of the evil one. Bishop Andrea himself has repeatedly stated that the devil has told him that if he were not protected by the Virgin Mary, he would have crushed him long ago. One day, in the middle of the rite of exorcism, the poor patient was at the height of his despair because I poured holy water on him, anointed him with holy oil, and above all, invoked our mother, the Virgin Mary. Then he began to cry. He screamed, turning his head towards the image of the Virgin Mary, without looking at the image with his eyes. And he said with a very bitter affirmation to the exorcist, "She knows everything." This is what many saints, like Bernard of Clairvaux, have said centuries ago. Our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to do everything through the Virgin Mary, as if saying that Jesus enjoys giving us all the graces and blessings through the Virgin Mary. For this reason, it is often said that the Virgin Mary is the mediator or mediatrix of all graces. The history of 20 centuries of Catholicism is a resplendent confirmation of this sovereign decision of God, everything through the Virgin Mary. Knowing by the mouth of the evil one has been one of the greatest joys of my religious and priestly life, and the confirmation of a path of life that has always been mine. For this reason, it is necessary to recommend to all those freed from the power of the evil one that they love the Virgin Mary very much and pray the Holy Rosary daily. The Rosary, according to our Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, is a formidable weapon against Satan. Maria Sima, the well-known Austrian mystic, who had the charism of seeing the souls in purgatory, who appeared to her to ask her for help, says, "One day, I was sitting at home in an armchair, and I took the rosary to pray it. As I had to leave the room for a moment, I put the rosary on the chair. Upon returning, I found it incredibly knotted. I couldn't remove the knots. So I said to Satan, 'Stupid, either you undo my knots right now, or I will immediately bring 10 souls out of purgatory.' Before my astonished eyes, the knots were untied, and I was able to continue praying the rosary. When I see any interference from Satan in my things, I command him in the name of Jesus, and he obeys me immediately." Certainly, the rosary is one of the things that Satan dislikes most. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.